الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر مثل الحي والميت. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يقود قوم يذكرون الله تعالى إلا أحبتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, I have recited few verses of Holy Quran and Ahadith Sharifa. The ayat what I have recited tells, Allah says, O you who believe, remember Allah abundantly and glorify Him in the morning and evening and the evening. And in Hadith Sharif, it has been recited, and Rasulullah said the example of the person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the one who doesn't is as the example of the living person and the dead person. And in another Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whenever a group of people sit together remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through zikrullah, the angels surround their gathering and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy covers them while tranquility descends upon them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers them in the assembly of those who are with Him. So, my dear brothers and sisters, zikr has too many benefits. There are limitations for all the good things. As you can offer prayer limited time, you can keep fast. The obligatory keeping fast is only for 1 month in the year. And Hajj, it's only once in the life. And Zakat is also to be paid once in the year. But as for zikr is concerned, for this, there is no limit, number one. Number two, there are minimum restrictions upon it. For example, if you want to offer prayer, so you have to follow many instructions. You have to keep your clothes clear, and also the place where you are offering prayer, and also your body, and also you have to face Qibla direction, and it should be in the prescribed time. But for zikr, there is no limit and no other restriction, except that you should not do it in toilet. So therefore, we should understand why this is, why it is so. So it has been said in that hadith, what I quoted now, that the example of a person doing zikr and not doing zikr, they are like the living person and the dead person. It means to be a live person spiritually, one has to perform zikr all the time. Otherwise, the time he is not doing zikr, he is like dead person spiritually. So therefore, one should have to keep himself alive by doing zikr. And zikr is of two types. One is that zikr which is for ajr. And another is the zikr which is for ilaj, for the treatment. The zikr which is for ajr can be done any time without limits. One can do it all the time. There's no need of getting permission from anyone, because in Quran and Hadith permission has been given. So, this permission is been granted, and one can perform zikr anytime without any limits. But as far as zikr which is done for treatment, it's limited, because dose of the medicine is always prescribed by the doctor. One cannot have it by himself. And on the medicine it is written, use it as prescribed by the physician. So similarly, the zikr which is for ilaj should be done only at some prescribed, under some prescribed limits. As far as the condition of a person is concerned, whether it is good or wrong, it depends upon three systems, as I have already said many times. The condition of nafs, the condition of heart, and the condition of mind. So the condition of heart, the condition of mind, the condition of nafs, one has to rectify the problems from these systems. As far as the nafs is concerned, its treatment is done by mujahida, doing the thing against the nafs, because it has been told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put these two things in nafs: taqwa and fujur. And it is like this: if there is taqwa, there is no fujur. If there is no fujur, there is no taqwa. Just like when there is light, then there is no darkness. And if there is darkness, it means there is no light. So therefore, one has to understand it. To get taqwa, one has to remove fujur. It means doing the thing against nafs. Because nafs by default is nafs yammara. And it has to be made by practice نفس مطمئنہ. سو ون ہیز ٹو پرفارم سم ورک آن اٹ ٹو میک اٹ نفس مطمئنہ. سو اف یو کین گیو می سم ٹائم دیر از اذان وی شوڈ ویٹ فار اٹ. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله. الله اكبر الله اكبر. لا اله الا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم رب هذه الدعوه وصل الدعوه. So for treatment of nafs one has to perform mujahida, doing something against nafs, and to treat hurt, one is to remove the love of dunya from the hurt and put the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. Just take an example of the bottle which is full of air. If you want to evacuate it and remove the air from this, there's no method except you have to put something else in this to remove air from it. So if a heart is full of love of dunya, so it cannot be evacuated from the love of dunya, except it should be changed by some other love. And that love should be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how to get it? For that purpose, you have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained. Take the example of advertisement. If you go on the road, so there are boards on which written Coca-Cola, 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 Pepsi-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Pepsi-Cola. And if you see, so it's again and again coming before your eyes. And once they were asked, why are you doing this much advertisement? Only few boards were enough on the road. So they said, if we do not do it, our sale drops to 10%. So it means their sale depends upon this advertisement. And you see, it's a dangerous thing, it is not a good thing. But the people invest on it, they use money on this, and they get it. Because this is the effect of advertisement. And what is the advertisement? Again and again, telling your brain, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Pepsi. So if you again and again remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so there it will affect. Once Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Sulaimani rahmatullah, my sheikh, he was with his sheikh, Shah Abdulaziz Dwaju rahmatullah. So Shah Abdulaziz Dwaju rahmatullah asked him, go outside and see something extraordinary is happening. So he came out, but he didn't find what he meant from. But again he was asked, you go out and tell and see what's the extraordinary thing happening. Again he came, but he didn't find. When again and again he was asked to come out, he saw a stone on which the water was being dropped, drop by drop, continuously. And some hole was made by this dropping water. So he understood that probably it is the thing my sheikh is saying about. And he came to his sheikh and told whether it is this. He said, yes, but what do you understand from it? So he said, please tell me yourself. So his sheikh said, if this much water was put, which was there on for years, at one time, so there wouldn't be no effect on the stone. But when it was continuously being dropped, so it has made the hole. So if we are continuously doing zikr, so it affects our heart. Daily if we are performing zikr. So this ilaji zikr, by this ilaji zikr, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be attained and love of dunya can be removed from it. For this purpose, mashayikh tell zikr. There are many types of zikr. There are muraqabah, there are zikr. So, the way the mashayikh are telling their followers to do zikr, so they should do it accordingly. Many mashayikh, they perform zikr themselves and they are not done in, they are not doing it in a jamaat. But there are some mashayikh who are doing this with jamaat. What they are saying about it, it is ta'limi zikr. But it is the people, they are educated at one time. Just like if a teacher is sitting in the room and he is saying, and he wants to teach maharaj to the students. And he says, ah, and all the students say, ah. So at one time, they learn this maharaj. And then he said, ab. So all the students are saying, ab. It means, at one time, they all are learning the same. So it means this is the easiest method to educate the people at one time, simultaneously. So similarly, some mashayikh, just like from Tariqa Rashdiya, Qadariya Rashdiya, they are doing zikr and jamaat. And the people, sometimes they object, but see about this hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever a group of people sit together remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zikrullah, the angels surround their gathering and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy covers them while tranquility descends upon them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers them and the assembly of those who are with him. So it means this zikr with Jumaat, it's not forbidden. But that was zikr which was for ajr. But as far as this zikr for treatment is concerned, so it is just like a means. It's not maqsad. It's not objective. So if it is not objective, it is not part of deen. It's only for deen. It means some change for deen and some change in deen. So there's a change. Ihdas fit deen and ihdas lit deen. So ihdas fit deen is forbidden. It is bidat. But ihdas lit deen is allowed and it's preferred. Just like Dars-e-Nizami. It's ihdas lit deen because there was no Dars-e-Nizami at the time of Sahaba. And just like using arrows and swords at that time in jihad, now it cannot be used. We are using missiles, we are using aeroplanes, fighter planes. So it is ihdas lit deen. Minaret and satellite like things, speakers. So it means these means can be changed all the time. So we should not object upon it, and we should get benefits of it. So today, inshallah, we start also zikr elaji at the end of this session, because one can learn it at this time. As for this elaji zikr is concerned, it's for all the four salasal. One thing. And the second thing is this, that it should affect heart. It should not affect any other part of body. So one should say this in this manner, that it affects heart only. So I think the people would understand from the voice that it is affecting only heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to perform zikr in right way. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in getting its benefits for treatment. So now we start. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا الا هو لا اله 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 الا هو اله الا هو لا 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 اله الا هو حق 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 اللهم صل على الله 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا وصلى الله